Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Baeolus.
And today, oh, the bitching shall commence.
Okay.
You see, a couple weeks ago, we did our recap of the news from February. And we didn't mention this one bit of news because, really, it deserves its own show.
Oh, yes.
And that's Anthem.
BioWare. Didn't you learn the first time?
Apparently not. So Anthem is a MMO looter shooter. They're BioWare and EA's own version of Destiny. Destiny Yay. 2. Like, it's like that. And I'm like, did the world really need another one of those? But okay. Apparently a lot of people were very excited. And a lot of people think it's a beautiful game.
Oh, yes. It has all kinds of bells and whistles. It's, you know, it's a really good product. But then again, they didn't learn from the last time.
Yeah.
Content! It's kind of important.
Yes. So, Anthem was in development for, what, 6 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's possible the EA may have pushed it out the door a little earlier than it needed. They kind of didn't include certain things like, you know, guilds or the ability to, you know, put waypoints on a map and things like that. You know, standard stuff in almost every game, whether it's an MMORPG or not.
Yeah.
If you got a map, you can put waypoints down. But right. No, at launch, it didn't. Now, they may have fixed that since then. I don't know. It's been a couple, you know, going on a month now. I don't play Anthem. There's a reason I don't play Anthem, because I learned. BioWare doesn't know what the fuck they're doing when it comes to new genres.
Yeah.
BioWare is really, really good at doing single-player role-playing games. Linear role-playing games. They're awesome. Knights of the Old Republic, all that sort of thing.
Fallout?
BioWare?
I thought BioWare did Fallout.
No. I don't think so. Sure? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Anyway.
Regardless, they're really good at doing what they do. But then they put out, in their hubris, they went, oh, World of Warcraft is doing so well as an MMORPG. We can do that too. So they developed Star Wars The Old Republic, and they put it out, and people burned through all of the content in the first month, which they got for free from buying the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they left without ever paying anything subscription-wise, and it crippled the game. They had to go free-to-play within a year.
Uh-huh.
Because, well, how could they possibly... I mean, wouldn't they want to just sit and enjoy it? No, they're MMO players. They burn through content.
MMO players are like locusts.
They fully expect there to be an end game, something for them to grind on at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get that. And then along comes BioWare again, in their hubris, going, hey, Destiny and Destiny 2 and Warframe. Boy, those are neat looter shooter games, and wow, we can do that. We've made an MMO before.
Kind of.
Yeah, they made a bad one, but that's beside the point. It's gotten better, I understand, but that's not the point. They go and they roll out an MMO looter shooter that is devoid of content again.
Well, and more than just that, the main idea behind a looter game is the loot. And imagine your, you know, frustration if you're already, you know, burning through this small amount of content and you start getting pieces of loot that are absolutely useless. You know, rifles with pistols, with a buff to your pistol skill. Really? Come
That's
on.
Just sad.
And it was just all over the place. It took a game creator from, you know, he was working on a different game who was a fan of Anthem. He was playing it, and he basically wrote him a letter and said, you know, you need to fix these things. And not too long afterwards, they rolled out a patch that corrected a good portion of those things. But you were in development for 6 years, and nobody figured out that, hey, they're not going to be too happy with this because it doesn't help their character at all.
You know, well,
then they can switch to pistols. Well, then they lose that bonus because it was on their rifle.
Yeah. You know what I think it was? Is they tried to automate things.
Oh, I'm sure of that. Randomly generated stats.
Exactly. Randomly generated so that they don't have to think. And they probably intended to have it, you know, the stats be focused towards that type of weapon. And somebody didn't do it right. Uh-huh. And so they had to go back into the old, that system that they developed probably several years before and go and look and find that piece of code, that section, and fix it. When you're in development for 6 years, it's a lot of work. If it's not being detailed out properly, may have been. I don't know. I'm not part of their development team. But seriously, how do you fuck up looter loot?
It's not like they don't have a whole slew of looter games that did it right that they could have learned from. I mean, hell, Diablo 1, Diablo 2, even into some respects, Diablo 3. Torchlight 1, Torchlight 2. Come on. There's a lot of good looter games out there that did it right.
Basically,
Path of Exile. Come on. Path of Exile's the big dog of looters right now.
For now.
Learned a little bit from that?
Here's the thing, though. You've got a company that's was, admittedly, they're great at RPGs.
I never doubted that.
But they took the whole idea of an MMORPG and totally screwed up the first three letters because they didn't understand how an MMORPG works. And then they go and they go, well, we can make an MMO looter, and they fuck it up because they don't understand what the last part of it means. The looter part. That means you have the loot down. That should never even been a question. It's intolerable. It is unthinkable that you fuck up loot in a looter game. I can see the loot being a little underpowered or overpowered.
Sure, balance tweaks, no problem. People
exactly.
will respect that. They'll go, okay, you just need to tweak it. Great, got it, fine.
But when you clearly come out with what was clearly procedurally generated loot that had no thought behind it besides rolls on these tables to get these stats, and they had no checks in there to go, hey, these stats should probably be appropriate for the weapon it's on.
Uh-huh.
It's not that simple. It's not that difficult of a flag where you have a rifle with a plus to pistol bonus. They could have just made that a plus bonus to the type of weapon it's on instead of classifying it as plus pistol, plus rifle, whatever.
It could have been just a plus to ranged weapon skill.
Right. They could have done it in several different ways. Instead of the hard-coded, this bonus goes for this type of weapon. But it can literally go on any other of a series of types of weapons where it is literally useless.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fuck that up?
I don't know.
Well, they're BioWare.
You'd think somebody'd be losing their damn job over that.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll scoot them on down the line eventually, but that's not the point. BioWare has now made a history of being the ones that know how to fuck it up. Make an MMO with no end game. Now, they've made an MMO looter, which not only doesn't have an end game, they got the looter part wrong. And they forgot a bunch of freaking features that, oh, are standard to MMOs. So when they say, well, we know how to make an MMO, we've done it before. No, you don't, because you totally fucked up the MMO part too. And you know what they got right, though? It's multiplayer, and it's really pretty to look at.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And?
I just, you know, I'm aghast. I'm appalled. And the thing is, it's still making money. Okay, no, it's not selling well in stores, but nobody knows how much money it's making digitally. Apparently, it's being heavily discounted in stores because people aren't buying it, and stores have too many copies, so they're slashing prices. So that doesn't speak well to its selling well, but from what I understand, it's got microtransactions. So,
well, you know, I'm happy if it, you know, they get it fixed and people love the game. I'm not wishing them ill, but you'd think after 6 years they would have gotten at least one person to step up and say, hey, you know, this needs to be fixed.
Sure.
Didn't they play the game before they released it? Didn't they have beta testing? Didn't they have, you know, some kind of quality control involved?
There was.
All their quality control people fired with the last layoff.
The thing is that there was early access testing. There was early access to a lot of people. And I think, excuse me, a lot of people went into that and they didn't think anything of these missing features and little things because they're used to that on an early access game. They're used to that during when you're playing in a beta because you're clearly not playing the final version. Oh, no, this isn't going to be the release version. They're having you play an earlier build to stress test the servers or make sure the major mechanics are working properly. So who's going to think, well, you know, I can't put a waypoint down. Oh, you know, I got this weird stat on my weapon. Ha ha ha. That'll get fixed in the final release.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. Apparently, from what I understand from some people, a lot of this stuff was reported, as good beta testers should. It got reported. And as cynical beta testers like me have learned, you can report all you want. It's still not going to get fixed in the final release. It might be fixed some point down the line. But when I go into a beta, I assume that's what I'm going to be playing when the game releases. Because anymore, that's the way it's going to be. Yeah. And BioWare is no different.
Ah, such a shame.
It is, because they're a great company, and they do really great at what they do. Unfortunately, EA doesn't do single-player RPGs anymore. So BioWare is either find a way to make a live service that actually works properly, or get shut down. And at this rate, by the end of the year, it's entirely possible that EA is going to tear BioWare apart, because they've done it to many other companies in the past.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't live up to what you're expected of you, and clearly Anthem is not going to live up to what they were expecting.
Not unless they perform a miracle.
You know, honestly, I'll be honest, there's some saving grace here, though. There really is. Because Activision Blizzard just let 800 people go who have experience with, you know, working live services from Activision, and especially from Blizzard. Maybe EA might want to put some money into BioWare and say, hire people that know what the fuck they're doing to come save this game. Because EA right now is making their money off of a free-to-play game that, can't even remember the name of it now because I don't play it, but it's some, one of those, Battleground things, you know?
You mean like Fortnite?
Yes, it's like that, only better. And apparently people really love the heck out of it.
Woohoo!
But that's what's making the money for EA. All of EA.
Yeah. I don't even want to get started on EA. EA sucks.
Yeah, well, EA expects results from their companies. And I don't blame them. I really don't. But that's not the point. Holy crap! BioWare is so potentially screwed here. But my worry is also that the whole genre, the subgenre of the MMO looter, also MMO looter shooters, is being drugged down by Anthem.
I don't know. I have my hopes for Torchlight Frontiers.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Well, Torchlight Frontiers is a free-to-play MMO that's coming out. Supposed to be released this year through Perfect World Entertainment. Now, before you freak out because it's Perfect World, from what I've seen, it doesn't look like it's going to be this horrible microtransaction monster. But the Torchlight games have always been the antithesis to Diablo. You know, whereas Diablo is dark and gory and gritty, Torchlight has been colorful and bright and kind of cartoony, but fun. And I played the hell out of Torchlight 1 and Torchlight 2, and I still play them. They're just, it's just a good go-to game if you want to just get in and just play and have a blast. And so now they've got this MMO, free-to-play dungeon crawler, hack and slash kind of game for the PlayStation 4, the Xbox One, and PC. It looks like a huge amount of fun, and they kept the same kind of the quirky sense of humor that the other games have had. I've only seen two of the classes so far. One of them is this kind of dark wizard who has this like mage hand that reaches out and slaps creatures, and then it has this dark blast that it can fire off. And the other one is this, it almost looks like a robot made out of a barrel who has like guns that pop out, and it does this flamethrower ability, and it does like an AOE burning cloud kind of effect.
Cool.
So, I mean, it looks like it's a lot of fun. It's going to be, from what I've seen in the videos, there's going to be the dungeons and stuff are going to be personal instances where whereas the rest of the areas are going to be shared instances. So you're going to have interaction with other players like an MMO.
Right.
But when you go to do a dungeon, you can either go in solo or you can bring your friends in and do a dungeon together. The one thing that I did hear is there are going to be possibly some events, some encounters that are going to require a group because they're just going to be too damn hard to do alone.
Fine. That's cool.
But that's fairly standard.
Yeah.
But Torchlight has always done the looter part right. So I'm hoping that this one's going to be done right, too.
Well, see, I have hope for it because two reasons. First of all, you mentioned, you know, Perfect World as kind of a downside. I see it as the reverse. I see it as Perfect World is actually, in this case, a really good thing. Because,
well, it's a solid company.
Well, besides that, they have given Cryptic all the rope they need, and they have taken games that were basically dead and raised them back up, like Star Trek Online, and especially now, finally, they're getting new content into Champions Online, which I don't know anyone who plays it, but they're putting new content in. And yes, it's a new playable archetype, but it's a new 4-pay archetype. But still, that's something. There's more development coming, which is great. That's something. And
yeah.
Star Trek Online is a very solid game. And that's not even talking about Neverwinter.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, it's got microtransactions, but that is really well played. And you know what it sounds a whole lot like? Torchlight Frontiers, where you were talking about how you've got these open spaces, not just the town of Neverwinter, but when you go out into zones, those are shared spaces where there's all kinds of people playing. But then when you go into a dungeon, it's you or your group in that dungeon. Somebody else can go into that dungeon and it's them and their group alone. So you have ways of tuning things to the group size, the solo size, or just open to everybody. And so
one other thing that you, oh, sorry, didn't mean to talk over you. Go ahead.
I was just basically saying that basically you're talking about how, yes, it's a different company making the Torchlight Frontiers, but they have Perfect World can go, hey, you know, you got these guys over at Cryptic that can kind of help you out with this. And suddenly they've got very similar things going on here. because they're part of the family. They're working together. They're not competing with each other. So they're on the same frequency. They're going to be on the same launcher, for God's sakes. So basically, they're going to have, they already have the looter part down. That's not even a question. They've got the looter part down. They already do cooperative looter.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've got this company known for doing MMORPGs. That's what Perfect World does. And they're going to be helping them make an MMO looter? Yep. I got it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're not going to fuck this up.
I'm all for it. I've been looking forward to this since I first heard it was coming out. Because the Torchlight series is definitely worth the money. Get on Steam, buy yourself Torchlight 1. It's not going to be a whole lot. Play it through. And if you don't find it fun, then great. Don't invest any time in Torchlight Frontiers. But I can see myself playing that game as at least a backup, if not my primary MMO, if it continues to be as awesome as it sounds.
Yeah. I'm looking for a looter that I can really enjoy, and I haven't tried it. I'm pretty sure I bought Torchlight 2 during one of the Steam sales, but I'll have to check.
It's loads of fun.
Huh, maybe I'll do that.
You basically choose the character you want to play, and then you choose your pet. And your pet is not just a decorative little pet. He's a combat pet that also can carry loot. And you're in the deepest part of a dungeon, you can say, okay, my pet is loaded up with stuff. Go back to town and sell that for me.
Oh,
and while you're there, pick me up some healing potions. And it will come back with the healing potions after it's sold everything.
That's awesome.
No joke. It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool. So, yeah, I'll definitely have to check that out. And again, that doesn't excuse Anthem.
No.
It's not like the looter genre is a super hard thing to understand. Whether it's a 3D shooter or it's an isometric top-down view like Diablo, they work the same way. You go out, you shoot a bunch of things, you blow stuff up, and you gather loot.
You get lots of drops.
Yeah, that's what you do. And it's...
That's the draw of the looter.
Right. How do you mess that up? But
by making it procedurally generated.
Not even so much, because Diablo series has always been pretty much procedurally generated dungeons.
Yes, but they checked all the proper boxes and, you know, flagged all the right things so that when you get a great sword, it has bonuses to great swords.
Yeah, because that was Blizzard when Blizzard was still good. But that's beside the point. We don't need to go on another rant about Blizzard and Activision again.
Although I could go off on a quick topic, I have heard that there's a team working on revamping Diablo 2. Kind of like what they did to the Warcraft 3.
Oh, yeah, like they're doing to Warcraft 3 and they did to Starcraft.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing to Diablo 2, I heard.
That's a rumor out. And I'm
not saying it's true. I'm saying that's what I've heard.
As of the time we're recording this, it's not announced. But, yeah, I don't even see... To be honest, I'm a side thing. I don't even know why they'd want to do it, because other than make it from 640 by 480 as a screen size to, you know, modern, you know, 4K screens or whatever, there's no point. The graphics were fine. It's really doesn't look that much... Diablo 3 doesn't look that much better. It's the same basic thing, so why bother?
There is quite a difference in the graphics, in my opinion.
It's still top-down isometric bullshit.
I had fun with 2.
I had fun with 2. I'm not saying I didn't. I have fun with 3. Well, when I was playing it. But now I'm going to try me out some Torchlight. That'll give me a reason to install the Ark installer again.
And actually, I think you can stream your playing of Torchlight.
Yes. I've heard that the NDA is being basically set aside if you get in on the alphas. But...
Well, I meant just the base Torchlight 2 is what you were talking about playing.
No. They're fine with playing those. Yeah, and you can stream them. I'm not sure I would. I'm mostly streaming LOTRO right now.
Yes, I understand. But if LOTRO is going to be down for that period of time, you might throw that in just as a, hey.
That was last week. If LOTRO's still down, I'm crying right now.
Oh, no, you're not. You'll get over it.
Curled up in a little ball.
LOTRO sucks.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to guess that Standing Stone Games is going to survive longer than ArenaNet.
Yeah, we'll see.
Same. Anyway.
Yes.
Any closing thoughts?
If you haven't tried Torchlight, you should really give it a try. It's a fun game.
Well, moreover, it's a cooperative looter outside of Diablo 3 that is worth, or Path of Exile, that's worth playing. Because Path of Exile is cooperative too, right?
Oh, yes. So, it's an MMO.
Yeah. Supposedly, I don't like Path of Exile. I tried for hours and hours and hours, and I couldn't do it. I was going to rip what little hair I had out.
Start pulling at your chin stubble.
Yeah, it's not stubble, man. That's nice, long, and luxurious coming off the chin there. I got a goatee, though. It makes everybody proud. No, point is.
Maybe it makes a goat proud.
Oh, shut up. Anyway.
Yes.
Path of Exile sucks. It's not fun.
In your opinion.
It's fine. If you go out, and the whole point of a looter is to go out and just kill things and loot. Not to step outside the door to the starter training area and get killed.
I don't know how the hell you accomplish that, because it is
Believe really me, easy. Neither do I. Because I went, oh look, new character. It says go out this way. I went out that way, and holy, there's like five things, and they kicked my ass.
Maybe you suck as a gamer.
I've been told that before, but no.
Yeah, I told you that.
I tried it again and was barely able to survive by running away. It's a lot of sneaking around and trying to find things by themselves so that you can kill them.
How?
And level up enough to where you can handle larger groups.
I'm just half-ass playing, and I can take groups of like 15.
I'm just telling you.
With no problem. This is with a mage.
This was starting out, low-level stuff, and I was getting killed over and over and over and over. I'm sure I don't think the replay is on Twitch anymore, because I was streaming it, and it went poorly.
Because, I mean, the class I'm thinking of is like a witch, and she just nukes everything in sight.
Well, and not right from the start.
Holy crap, the ranger, if you give it a like a split arrow ability.
Yeah, we're talking.
You just tear things up.
From the start.
Uh-huh.
I don't even remember what I was making. It was some sort of melee character, and he just kept dying.
Was it a shadow?
No.
Because they're the more rogue type.
I don't play rogues.
Then there's the priest type guy with the big maul.
I don't remember. This was months ago. Point is, that's totally off topic anyway.
Yes, but we do that.
Yes, we do. Because we're not very good at this. Podcasting,
You're supposed to be good at it?
Well, yeah, I don't know. They tell me I should try.
Well, of course you should try.
But we just never succeed.
Eh.
Anywho, till next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Billis.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Sorry, I was paying attention to something else.
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at scoreme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.